From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says it's providing another 200 troops to work mostly as advisors with smaller Iraqi military units, putting them closer to the fighting and providing several attack helicopters to assist in the fight to retake the northern city of Mosul. The announcement came from Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Monday in Baghdad.
We're going to provide financial assistance to the Peshmerga, this with agreement of Prime Minister Abadi, which is how we do everything, to bolster what has been, namely the Peshmerga, one of the most effective fighting forces against ISIL. As you know, we also provide substantial assistance for the Iraqi army, the counterterrorism service, and the Iraqi police.
The announcement raises the number of U.S. troops in Iraq to above 4,000. President Obama, during a CBS television interview Monday, expressed confidence Mosul would be recaptured from Islamic State.
My expectation is that by the end of the year, we will have created the conditions whereby Mosul will eventually fall.
Carter traveled to Iraq to talk with commanders and Iraqi leaders about ways the U.S. can ramp up the fight against IS. Nigerian troops say they repelled an attack by Boko Haram as soldiers deployed to the border town of Damasak near Niger. The French press agency says two dozen soldiers were wounded. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power was in Cameroon and said the U.S. stands with those fighting the Sunni insurgency. Her visit was overshadowed by the death of a young boy as her convoy raced by a village. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
Ambassador Power, who certainly is feeling this very deeply, visited with the family today to express her deep regrets over what happened.
The accident occurred near the northern town of Maroua, where Power was visiting refugee camps and talking with officials about the threat posed by Boko Haram. This is VOA News. The U.S. says it's dispatching a team of disaster experts to Ecuador to help in relief efforts following Saturday's massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake, now known to have killed more than 400 people and injured hundreds more. Several were rescued from debris Monday. In Ecuador, President Rafael Correa toured the devastated town of Puerto Viejo along the country's Pacific coast. He said when such tragedies strike, the people unite. He also said the cost of rebuilding may run into the billions and impact his country's economy. Meanwhile, Brazil's embattled President Dilma Rousseff Monday lashed out at critics and those lawmakers who voted for her impeachment, vowing she would not be knocked down. She said she has enough energy, strength, and courage to face what she called this injustice. The lower house of Congress voted Sunday to impeach her for alleged budgetary maneuvering ahead of her 2014 re-election victory. She's denied any wrongdoing. The Senate could vote in early May to proceed with the trial of the 68-year-old leftist leader. If it does, she'd be forced to step down for up to 180 days. The European Union Monday offered its support to Libya's new unity government, offering to boost its Sophia naval operations nearer to the Libyan coast to disrupt human smuggling trafficking networks. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond Monday was the latest EU official to visit Libya. He held talks with unity government leader Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj.
We stand shoulder to shoulder with Prime Minister Sarraj and his government as they seek to restore peace and stability to Libya.
The British diplomat also announced a new $14 million cash infusion to help the new administration strengthen its political institutions, the economy, security, and justice. UN brokered peace talks that were set to get underway Monday in Kuwait on Yemen have been delayed. No reason for the delay given. UN envoy to Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, said due to the development, the start of peace negotiations between the government and Houthi rebels would be put off. He expressed hope the two sides will overcome the latest challenges. At least one civilian is dead after demonstrators in Mali stormed an airport runway in the northern city Kidal, protesting the arrests of suspects linked to Islamic militants. The protesters set fire to airport infrastructure. The arrest by French forces is part of a more than two-year campaign against jihadists in the Sahel region. U.S. presidential candidates made last-minute appeals for votes Monday in New York, ahead of the state's Democratic and Republican presidential nominating conventions. Ethiopians Monday dominated the 120th Boston Marathon, winning both the men's and women's races for the first time ever. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.